And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 26th of November, 2017. It was 75 years ago today, 1942, the movie Casablanca premiered in New York City. Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman. Humphrey Bogart playing the American expat Rick Blaine, runs a bar in Casablanca during World War II, reunited with his former love, Ilsa, who is now married to a leader of the French resistance. The movie was filmed in story order rather than out of sequence because the screenplay was only half done. By the time the filming began, Ingrid Bergman wrote in her autobiography, "We were shooting off the cuff every day. They were handing out dialogue, and we were trying to make some sense of it. Every morning we would say, well, who are we? What are we doing here?" Ingrid Bergman did not know which of the men her character would end up with until the final scene was filmed, and Humphrey Bogart said goodbye to her. Most critics loved the film, thought it was a masterpiece, except Pauline Kael, who said, "It's far from a great film, but it has a special, appealingly schlocky romanticism, and you're never really pressed to take its melodramatic twists and turns seriously." It's the birthday of the novelist Marilyn Robinson, Sandpoint, Idaho, 1943, author of many novels including Housekeeping, Gilead, and The Givenness of Things. Marilyn Robinson once asked about writing religious faith into her novels. She said, "At this point, right across the traditions, there is nothing more valuable to be done than to make people understand that religion is beautiful and it is large." It was on this day, 1942, President Roosevelt ordered nationwide gasoline rationing to begin on December 1st. Americans were issued a gas rationing card and stamps. Class A drivers got only 3 gallons of gas a week. Class B, factory workers, traveling salesmen got 8. Class C drivers were deemed essential to the war effort, and they had no gasoline restrictions. And it's the birthday of the cartoonist Charles Schulz, born in Minneapolis in 1922, grew up in St. Paul above the barbershop of his father, Charles Schulz, who created the Peanuts comic strip. He was living above his father's barbershop. He'd gotten out of the army. The woman he wanted to marry turned him down and then married someone else, and he started writing Peanuts, originally entitled Little Folks. In a few years, his cartoons were running in newspapers all across the country. Learned to draw cartoons at an art school in Minneapolis, spent about half of his life living and working in St. Paul and Minneapolis, and then moved out to Santa Rosa, California, where he died in the year 2000. Here's a poem for today by Charles Simich, "The Partial Explanation." "Seems like a long time since the waiter took my order. Grimy little luncheonette, the snow falling outside. Seems like it has grown darker since I last heard the kitchen door behind my back, since I last noticed anyone pass on the street. A glass of ice water keeps me company. At this table I chose myself upon entering. And a longing, incredible longing, to eavesdrop on the conversation of cooks." The Partial Explanation, poem by Charles Simich from his selected poems 1963 to 1983, published by George Braziller, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.